This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode.
I'm old now. Again.
You're what, like 22 now?
23.
Oh. You're so old. Oh my god, you're just ancient.
I feel like it. Especially when I realized both of my friends are going to be 24 at not till the end of the year, but still, I don't know, it's just like
and so you're still the baby. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am here today with Ashley. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I am doing fine. It has been a very long time since we've done this.
God, it's been, what, like 2-3 months?
Probably about 3 months. We had an episode in December. So, yeah, probably going on 3 months since the last time we had an episode come out.
God, so long. But there's so much has happened.
So much has happened. Oh, I was out of a job for almost 2 months. So that was fun.
Yeah, and literally at, like, the same time, because it was right at the beginning of the year, was when my parents moved out. So then I had to worry about, like, I don't know, just getting my house together and then paying bills and, you know, all that fun first time stuff.
Adulting is hard.
It is.
to any of our loyal listeners who are happy to have us back, you may notice that we are down one host. Unfortunately, due to some personal reasons, Bean has decided that he won't be joining us for the podcast anymore. So we are a little sad about that. But Bean knows we love him, and we definitely wish him the best in everything that he's doing. And, you know, sometimes things just change. But we actually and I decided that we're going to keep the podcast going. And so we hope that you all will stick along with us. And for any of our new listeners who just so happen to stumble upon this show, welcome. We're happy to have you. Like I said before, I am Spider. She is Ashley. This is the Spider Bites podcast. It's a weekly podcast where we just come together and talk about random anything that comes to our head, almost. It's really just friends coming together and having a conversation and being ridiculous, as ridiculous as we can be, for your amusement. So if you like any of that, we hope that you guys will stick around with us and let us know how you feel about the show.
Yeah, it's always nice to get feedback. We really never get feedback.
No,
it's how we're doing.
Exactly. It's very rare that we get a comment of someone telling us how they like the show. But when we do get those comments on those rare occasions, it's so fulfilling and so wonderful. So we would love to hear from you guys so you can let us know how we're doing.
Luckily, anytime we do get the comments, it's always people saying they like it. So
yeah, so far no negative comments, so that's always a good thing. Even if we only get one comment every like 5 months, at least it's always a positive one.
Exactly. Better than bad reviews.
Right.
Which aren't always bad because it helps you improve, but.
That's very true. That is very true.
But the internet can be mean.
Yeah, that is also true. We are definitely not above accepting criticism. So if you feel that there's something that we could be doing better, we more than welcome your comments and your criticism. I mean, you just don't have to be nasty about it, you know?
Yeah, because then you don't want to follow through with it. Like, if it's something like, hey, I think maybe it'd be better if you did this, that's chill. But if you're like, you suck, you did this wrong, it's like, well, fuck you then.
Exactly. Like, just because you had that attitude, now I'm going to keep doing it.
Exactly. Just out of spite.
Exactly. Right. Right, right, right. But yeah, to our new listeners, what we do is we come up with a topic, just basically something that we want to talk about. We bring it to the show, and then we discuss it. So we're going to start off this week. I almost wanted to say it's a new year, it's a new us, but we're like almost 3 months into the year, so it's been a new year for a while, but we're back. We're starting things off fresh. So Ashley, what is your topic for this week?
Boring.
Okay.
Well, because I've had it for a while and I should have come up with a better one, but I was like, eh, whatever. I've had it lined up for a while. So since before we took the break, but I guess it could make you think a little. So is there anything that you would consider like a signature item that either like you carry with you or you wear? Like I have this ring that I got from my grandma my freshman year of high school, and I wear it every day, like that I leave the house. If I stay home all day, I don't put it on, but anytime I leave, I put it on. There was like one time I didn't, and then I'd go to play with it and it wasn't there, and I just felt so wrong not having it on.
Yeah.
And then I'm always wearing earrings. I think there was one day in high school where I didn't wear them and I felt weird about it, so I kept my hair in front of my ears. And then like a wallet and a phone. Those are boring. Everyone carries those, but
yeah.
I guess chapstick pretty boring too. That's the other thing I always carry, but I think that's about it. But do you have anything like that?
I feel like not so much recently. But definitely when I was in the military, I always wore my dog tags because they say it was for, you know, safety reasons or identification reasons, really. But even after I got out, I was just so accustomed to wearing them that I would still wear them. It's only, I want to say like maybe in the past 6 or 7 months that I took them off. And I think I just for like a few days after that, I was always kind of just like running and getting ready to get out of the house that I started not putting them on before I left. And then it just became a habit of me just not wearing them anymore. And it doesn't really cause too much of an issue. I do have some rings that I wear, like pinky rings, but nothing really consistent to where I have to wear them every day. I guess I wear one every day. It's not always the same one, but I always wear at least one. I always carry a pin with me. That's a habit that I inherited from being a journalist, that we always had to have a pin with us just in case, you know, something happened.
Yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
I used to, because I was a journalist in the military, and the army uniforms have, God, let me see if I can count these. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Out of the whole uniform, there were 12 pockets.
God.
on the top and the pants, there were 12 pockets. And so at least one of those pockets, I would always have a notepad in it. And so that there were actually pen holders on the sleeve of the army uniform. So
I didn't know that.
So that was pretty helpful. It was actually, at least for our unit, since we were a public affairs unit and our main job was to write news articles and everything, we would actually get in trouble if we didn't have a pen. It was essentially a part of our uniform. So
that's really interesting.
So I've definitely carried that into my civilian life. I say civilian with air quotes. If the listeners couldn't see,
they couldn't see in this audio show.
Exactly. I think that's pretty much it. Like outside of the thing you say, like your phone, wallet, chapstick, mm-hmm. those are the things that I pretty much carry on my person all the time. And I just like you say, you feel weird without it.
Yeah.
And I guess an earring too. I always have an earring in my ear. I don't really take it out. But if I do take it out, I was about to say, if I do take it out, I don't miss it, but I can't remember the last time I took it out to miss it. So maybe I would miss it if I took it out.
You probably would, because then you'd realize it'd be like, oh my God, it's gone.
Right.
Yeah, I have the normal lobe, and then I have the second lobe on both ears, and then I also have one cartilage piercing on my right side, and that one I never take out unless I'm changing the earring or cleaning it, because mm-hmm. I don't know. I just always have that one. And the others I always take out, but I usually wear like dangly ones anyways. And I don't know. You can't really sleep with those in, but
right.
The other one is just a stud. So I just always leave it in. Hi, Smokey. Fat boy.
Hey, definitely won't leave you alone.
No, it came out of nowhere.
A ninja cat.
The fat ninja cat. That's like my brother. He's 6.
You sure about that?
Birthday. No, he'll be 6 this summer.
So he's 5?
Yeah. He's been like just really into like, I don't know, he calls it like ninja stuff, but mm-hmm. he does like these weird, it's like a mixture of like a cartwheel and a like backwards flip. He does those all the time, and he seems to be pretty good at it, and he gets like really worn out because he just does them back to back. And I told my parents, I'm like, you need to get him into like gymnastics. He'd probably be good at it.
Yeah. And definitely be a good way to expend some of that energy so you're just not flipping all over the house.
Exactly. He did. I went over to my parents' house yesterday for dinner, and he did that and just smacked Love, one of our dogs, right in the face with his foot.
Oh, like, no.
And I was like, oh, poor Love.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah. But then it just got her in a crazy mood. She just wanted to play, so I guess she was fine.
But nobody expects a foot in the face when you're just sitting there relaxing, you know. Next thing you know, a kid comes flipping through the living room.
Well, and then face. She's deaf too, so she didn't even know like that he was next to her, and suddenly she was just being smacked in the face.
That is the worst. That's the worst way to be surprised at something. I remember there was because there's always pet videos flying around the internet mm-hmm. and everything. But I remember I saw a video of a dog just kind of sitting outside of a store, and dog's just minding its own business, and then the plastic bag comes flying through down the sidewalk and hits the dog smack and dab in the face, and it just shocks the hell out of the dog. And it's the worst thing. You feel so bad because the dog's just sitting there minding its own business and then just gets slapped in the face with a plastic bag.
I love when things like surprise animals like that, like things that can't be planned.
The funniest one to me is people sliding cucumbers behind cats.
I still want to do that to mine. I haven't done it.
I don't know if it's the cucumber itself or it's just because they're sliding something behind the cat, and when the cat turns around, it's not expecting it to be there.
Yeah.
But
I don't know either, because I read somewhere that it, like, something to do with instincts, and, like, it looks like a snake or something.
Okay. I can see that.
So I don't know if that's true, but that, yeah, I could see that. Or just the, it, there wasn't something there, and then
now
there was
something there, right. And see the cat, like, just freaked the hell out.
Well, Smokey specifically, he gets so, like, freaked out by random things. Like, there'll be a sock, and it'll have been there for forever, and then one day he's just suddenly like, what the hell is that? And, like, you know, starts batting at it, and if you make a sudden sound, then he gets all scared and jumps up, and he's like, I mean, I do that to my cats, so especially if they're investigating something, you just go, psst, and they get scared.
I'm sure you're not the only one.
I'm not as mean to my cats as my friends are to their cats.
Aww.
I mean, they're not, like, mean to them, but they're not as nice to them as I am to my cat. My friend before threw, she had her cat, and then she put like a box on top of him, you know, so he couldn't leave. He was stuck inside the box, and like he couldn't get out, and then she ended up lifting it up, and she's like, I saved you. I'm like, you're the one who put him there. Just that kind of stuff. Nothing bad, but stuff like that. Yeah. I'm like, you're so mean to him.
And the cat doesn't know any better. And they're thinking, like, oh my God, you saved my life. I don't know what I would ever do without you.
He'll walk over me to get to her, like, oh, mom. And I'm like, but I'm nice to you.
But she saved me from a box.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen so many cat videos of just, you know, people putting laundry baskets on top of cats, and they just, like, they forget how to function. And it's like, what is this? What's going on? I'm terrified. Someone save me.
It's so funny. Well, okay, so apparently, we're talking about cats a lot, but apparently it's a normal thing to have a cat that loves the smell of bleach. But
okay.
Yeah, well, out of all the cats I've ever had, they've never done that. And then one time mom washed the floors and she used like Pine Sol or bleach, or I don't know, whatever she used. It had bleach in it, or she used a Clorox wipe, something. And Maki was like rolling all over it, and we're like, what? What happened? Why is he really, like, we'd move him and he'd go right back to that spot. And then he tried to dig up the garbage to get the Clorox wipe in the trash. So he just, I don't know, I read somewhere that it, like, catnip to them. But none of my cats have ever done that until Maki. It was just the weirdest thing.
That is very strange.
He's just a weird cat. He also, well, apparently it's normal, but I've never seen it. He doesn't like still water either. Like, he would always move the water dish and make a huge mess, spill all of the water, and then drink what was left because he moved it. So I had to get a cat water fountain for him, and he still moves it, but not as much.
Oh.
And it doesn't make as big of a mess, luckily. But apparently that's also a normal cat thing, to not like still water. So I don't...
So your other cats are just weird, and Maki is just a regular cat. This is what regular cats do.
Well, I've had, like, there really wasn't a time I've ever not lived with cats, because my mom had cats, and so I grew up with her cats, and then I got my own, my first one, when I was, like, I don't know, between the ages of, like, 3 and 5. And then, you know, so we had them, and then eventually we moved out because we lived at my grandma's, and then she kept them. But then that's not too long after that, we got JV and Smokey, who I still have. So it's, I've always had cats, but it's only been, you know, these few, and I guess they're just weird or something. I don't know. I have no idea. But apparently Maki's normal, even though I've never heard of any of this stuff.
Right. He's opening your eyes to a brand new world of the way that cats act.
Yeah, and then my cousin, she had a cat, and he didn't like the still water either. He'd like move it around, and then I ended up when Maki did that, I looked up the reason because she had asked me. I'm like, I don't know. But then once Maki did it, I looked it up and discovered it and told it to her. And she's like, I thought my cat was just being a bitch. I didn't know it was a thing. Well, now that we've gone off on a tangent about cats, what's your topic?
It has nothing to do with cats, I promise. But so the Oscars just happened, and I know you aren't really that big into movies. Well,
yes,
I should
you
say
really scared me when you said something about the Oscars.
It's not any question about anything that happened at the Oscars, because honestly, I didn't watch it.
Okay.
But I was just wondering, has there ever been a movie that you've gone to that you either hated it or it was just, it rubbed you like in a just the wrong way so much to where you walked out of the movie? Like even after you paid your money and it was just that bad and you walked out?
No, because at that point, movies, and especially, it's not so much the movie ticket, the popcorn and stuff that you buy. It's just so much money. It just seems like, even if it's a bad movie, it seems like a waste to just walk out of there.
Yeah.
Like a waste of time and money. I can't really think of any movie I've seen that's been bad that I've seen in theaters, because I don't really go to the theater that often. But I'm one of those people that, for the most part, I'll watch like any movie, even if it's bad. Because my cousin and I used to do that a lot. We'd watch like all of the scary movies that were on, like on demand. So most of them were not good, but we'd still sit there and watch them. I don't know. I like movies in a way, not enough to, you know, keep up with them or watch a bunch, but enough that when I do watch one, no matter how bad it is, I will sit there and watch it, because why not?
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. For me, I want to say I did it twice, but one of them I can't remember exactly what the movie was.
That's how bad it was. Forgettable.
Yeah. But the first movie that I ever walked out of, it was, probably in like 2004, 2003 or 2004, one of the two. The movie was called Secret Window, and it starred Johnny Depp. And without looking up like the synopsis of the plot, I couldn't tell you what the movie was about. I want to say it was something, it was like a remake of an older movie where a guy is like looking out of the window and he witnesses a murder or something, and I don't know. I have no idea. I could be completely wrong.
You reminded me of something. I don't know why.
Okay.
I guess it was the murder.
Murder.
There was one movie. It wasn't in theaters, but I don't know if I was too young, because I don't know how old I was. The Lovely Bones.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, I did not like it. It was like weird, confusing. I don't remember what it was. I just remember being confused and not liking it. So I've never watched the whole thing. But it was when I was younger, though, because I don't remember. Let me actually look up when that came out, because I think it was around the time it came out. And I'm, even though I say I'm old, I'm really not. So
you're really not.
The lovely. I know it was like a book too. 2009. So okay. I was like 13.
Ah.
So I don't know. I just didn't like it. I was very confused and never finished it. I don't know. I guess that's really the only one that I've just never. I still don't know. All I remember what it's about is like some little girl was like kidnapped and like murdered, and they're trying to figure out like well, kidnapped. They don't, and like they can't figure out what happened to her, and they think it was like this one neighbor guy or something, and I don't know. That's something like that. So I was like, that sounds like maybe a thing I'd enjoy, and then it was ruined.
Yeah. Well, I looked up the plot of Secret Window on IMDb, and I was completely wrong. So apparently it was about a writer, and he was going through a divorce, and since he wanted to spend some alone time, so he went up to a cabin where he continued his writing, and apparently some guy came up to his cabin and said that he stole his story. And so the writer was trying to prove that he didn't plagiarize, and he said while he's in the process of doing that, it's like people just start dying around the weird guy that came up to his door. So yeah, I didn't even get that far. I honestly, because I remember I was sitting in a movie theater and I was watching it, and I'm like, it got through like maybe the first 10 minutes and I was just completely like bored by what was going on. And I was just like, I don't want to watch this. And I had that, like, the little internal struggle within myself. I was like, you know, I paid for the ticket, I paid for the popcorn and all this other kind of stuff. Now, this was back 15 years ago, so, of course, things were a little bit cheaper. For any of you who are listening, don't know, I am old. But, yeah, so I'm sitting there and I'm like, do I want to leave? And I was like, I kind of do. I just feel like I'm not going to like this. And I feel like the longer I sit here, the angrier I'm going to be, because it's not worth it. And so I'm guessing the reason that I went to see it, because I'm looking at Johnny Depp's film like listing or whatever, all the movies that he had been in. And in 2003, that was when the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie came out. And then he was also in Once Upon a Time in Mexico, which was, I want to say it was a sequel to, damn it, what was the name of that movie? It was Antonio Banderas, and I can't remember the name of the movie that was in it. That was before it.
I cannot help you.
Desperado. That's what it was. And so I remember liking Desperado. And I liked Once Upon a Time in Mexico. It was a pretty good movie. And then I don't want to say I'm a big fan of the Pirates movie, but, you know, the Pirates movies are pretty entertaining. And so I was like, okay, Johnny Depp has another movie coming out. So he's coming off of these two, like, pretty good movies that I liked him in. So I was like, oh, Johnny Depp's got another movie coming out. I'll check it out and see what it's like. And I was not happy with it. Not happy with it at all.
Well, that's got to be disappointing to do all that, like, you know, pick out a movie, buy the ticket, buy the popcorn, sit down, and then just be like, this sucks.
Yeah. I really wish I could remember what the second movie that I walked out of was.
Was it more recently?
No, it was a long time ago. Because I feel like recently, the only movies that I go to the movie theater to see are all, like, superhero movies.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I have, well, I was about to say I haven't been disappointed by a superhero movie yet, but DC has disappointed me sometimes. But not bad enough to where I'll walk out.
Well, that's, there's that at least.
Oh, speaking of superhero movies, I am pretty excited. Captain Marvel is coming out next week.
When we were hanging out for my birthday a couple weeks ago, Tyler was like, let's go see Captain Marvel. And then he's like, it's not out for like another month. he was so ready to just go see the movie, and then he's like, oh, never mind.
Yeah. I was like that with How to Train Your Dragon for a while. I was like, I want to go see the last How to Train Your Dragon movie. I was like, oh, it's not out yet. And now that it's come out, I still haven't gone and seen it yet.
Tyler did something like that, too, where he's like, I spoiled it for myself. I saw a thing, and I thought it was just another trailer, but it was the ending to the movie, and I was like...
Oh, no! That is horrible.
I know how it ends, but I still want to see it, but now I know how it ends.
That is the worst.
Yeah, that sucks.
Ever since the Avengers Endgame, like, teaser trailer came out, because... In the Google app on my phone, it's like, if you're consistently searching for stuff, it'll start to give you, like, updates on whatever that thing is. And I'm always looking up different, like, Marvel stuff and everything on Google. So, it'll show me, like, not that it'll alert me or anything, but whenever I go to the app, it'll show me, it's like, oh, this... new Marvel, you know, like, news article has come out. This, you know, thing.
Yeah.
And so ever since the Avengers Endgame trailer came out, there has been all these news stories like, oh, this Avengers Endgame star just talked about this huge spoiler for Avengers Endgame. And this plot, this theory, and this this user has theorized that this is going to happen. It's like... so tempting, but I was like, I have to stay away from it. It was like, I have like a month and a half left, or maybe a little bit less than that, before Avengers comes out. And I was like, I just need to hold on for a little bit longer, because I don't want to be spoiled. I don't care how many of these articles come out. I was like, oh, this actor has revealed this big spoiler for the end of the movie. This is how Thanos is going to get be beat. And I'm like, just stop. Just leave me alone. Just stop harassing me with these news stories. Like, I don't want to see them. And it's really like, because if I don't see it on the first weekend that it comes out, I will literally, I will have to sequester myself from the internet, because I won't be able to do anything. I won't be able to go on any social media, because it'll get spoiled for me.
Yeah, well, like, it wasn't quite as intense, but my friend and I had something similar when, because, you know, we really like BTS, and so our first comeback of theirs was the HYYH Part 2 album, and so when the music video came out, like, as soon as it came out, we stopped being on, like, social media. Like, we got off Tumblr, we got off Twitter, all that, because... we wanted to watch it on like her laptop, so it was bigger, but at the time we were just so tired because we had been dealing with her grandma all night, because I was at her place, and her grandma had like dementia, so she sometimes would try to leave the house, or would, you know, just stuff like that, and she had kept us up doing stuff like that all night, so we were exhausted. So we were sitting in the hallway trying to make sure she didn't escape, and so we weren't on any social media until we were able to get some rest and then watch the music video later on, so we didn't spoil ourselves with the music video. Because, well, at the time we didn't really know, but there is like a story behind it. Like, what if you watch, starting from like I Need You, or maybe it was even before that, but through like the whole whatever HYYH series was like a whole like storyline, so we didn't want to, like, we didn't really know that, but we still didn't want to spoil ourselves, and so we just, it's like you're screwed once, as soon as something comes out, if you don't watch it and you go on social media, it's bound to be spoiled. People have already gifted and stuff like that. It's like, how are you doing this? I know people have done it with, like, Rooster Teeth stuff, too.
Yeah.
Especially when, like, they do the thing where it's like, sponsors get something a week before.
Right.
Yeah. Like, I know they do that with Minecraft. And like, that's not as big of a deal, but I, before I was a sponsor, I used to be confused. I'm like, what? Where's this gift set from? I'm like, oh, it didn't come out yet.
Yeah. Because especially like now they have sponsor, well, first member, like they call them now. First only shows like Achievement Hunter, and now they have Genlock. And so it's like,
I forgot Genlock's only a first member show.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, when I go on Tumblr, it's like, I want to reblog these things, but it's like, okay, well, who hasn't seen it? And then, you know, even if you tag something as spoilers, well, you know, it doesn't necessarily always filter, you know, somebody might not have it blocked, so they might accidentally see it. And it's like, ugh. So I just give them a like. I'm like, that's really all I can do.
Yeah, good. Because you don't, especially, you know, the more followers you have, especially when they're into like whatever thing, then it's like you really don't want to, you have a bigger risk of spoiling someone.
Right. Yeah. You got to take that power and you got to control it.
Control your power to what? Not reblog something?
Yeah, you got to restrain yourself. You want to send it out to the masses, but you don't want to send it out to somebody who doesn't necessarily want to see it.
You got to like come up with very specific tags and be like, if you don't block this, it's on you. It's either on you or it's on Tumblr. It's not on me.
Right. Just absolve yourself of all responsibility.
Exactly. You're like, this is my blog. I reblog what I want.
It really should be that way. But speaking of blogs, for our listeners, if you didn't already know, we have a Tumblr blog. It's called Spider Bites Podcast. And you can find us on Tumblr at spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. And you can go there and you can see all of the things that we post, which are literally just all of our old episodes. But you can scroll down and you can go to all of our old episodes. But one awesome thing that you can do on our Tumblr page is you can send us questions, or you can send us messages, or, you know, just talk to us. And we love it. And we actually have a couple questions that we never got a chance to answer. And it's funny that you brought up BTS, because one of our lovely listeners, who is Tumblr user Inez the Kid, they ask you, do you like any other K-pop other than BTS? They say they love Stray Kids so much.
Yeah, they're a newer group. I think they just debuted within the past couple of years. I don't know, maybe it's been 1, 2, 3 years? God, I don't know.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I like a lot of other groups. The only one like I'm really into, like really know the members and pay attention to like when they go on tour and stuff, is BTS, but I listen to a ton of groups. Astro's another one I really like. They're semi-new. They debuted 2016. But those are the only two that I ever like collect merch and stuff for. But I also like to listen to like Monsta X, Red Velvet, Seventeen. Oh, God, who else? There's so many. I can't even think of them all. But yeah, I listen to a ton of other groups. BTS is just the one that I enjoy the most.
That's awesome.
Doing like, make a whole list of everyone I've ever listened to. It'd be so many.
But yeah, that'd be a pretty long list.
It would be.
But Inez the Kid actually also sent us a another question. I want to. God, I don't know how long ago this was before, but if you may recall, he sent us a question about, he was sending in college applications, and he was asking us how do we distract ourselves from having anxiety about really important things. And so he actually, because we asked to like hear how he did, you know, if he got any response back from his college applications. And so he actually wrote us back. And he said, "Hi, a while ago I asked about how to wait for important news, and you told me to tell you about my college acceptances when I got them. I have great news. I got into 5 of the 6 I applied to and got deferred from the last, so I'll find out if I got into that one in early March. I'm so excited." We're excited for you, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Really cool. Dang, that's really good.
So what you have to do now that we're back, you'll have to give us another update in early March to let us know if you got accepted into the last one. And let us know if you made a decision. Yeah, early March is like this weekend. Well, this weekend for us, when this episode comes out, it'll already be early March.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Time is an illusion.
Oh, speaking of BTS again, there you have tickets going on sale Friday morning. But Ticketmaster and whatever else is such a mess that they go on sale Friday morning and the prices still haven't been released.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's a surprise.
I don't know. Because I know it took a while before, like for the last concert last year. It's also been less than a year since they've been back to Chicago. Like they're doing another. Because their last concert was called Love Yourself, and this one's called Love Yourself, Speak Yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a playoff of the last one, because they had like their world tour and they went to so many different places, and this time they're only going to like select places. And there's only going to be the one concert in Chicago. But usually it takes them a while before they put out like the seating chart of like where the stage is and so like what sections there are, but usually they put out that and the prices at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And they also just announced it, like you only had, I don't remember when they announced the tour, but it was like from the announcement of the tour to when tickets go on sale, it was only 10 days, so it wasn't even that long. And they just put out the seating chart like I think yesterday or the day before. And there's still no prices. And it's like, we need the prices. So, I don't know. It's just annoying. But honestly, Ticketmaster is a mess. And this is going to be the third time we'll have to deal with them getting tickets. So
that's crazy.
Whatever. Nothing we can do, I guess.
That's true.
Just suffer.
Oh, that's very accurate. That's very, very true. Oh, but again, Inez, the kid, we would love to hear from you when you get that final letter from that last college. And we're super proud of you and super happy for you. That's so awesome. 5 out of 6. And I'm pretty sure if you got those 5, you're definitely going to get the 6th one as well. So that'll be even more amazing.
Yeah. And even if you don't, you still have 5 to choose from, which is a lot.
Yeah. It's a crazy amount. That makes me happy. I love hearing good news.
Yeah. It's cool. Especially when it's something like, you know, something that someone's worked really hard for.
Yeah. But to any of our other followers, if you want us, I say followers. I don't know why I say followers. Any of our other listeners.
Said that.
I know. I'm out of practice. I'm rusty. It's hard. I have to get back into the swing of things. But to any of our other listeners, if you guys want to send us questions as well, like I said, you can find us on Tumblr, spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link. You can just click that. Send us a question, a message, ask us for advice, ask us about our day, ask us anything you want to ask us. It's totally cool. All questions are accepted. All stories. If you want to tell us about your day, we would love to hear from you. You can find us on Twitter at SpiderBitesCast. You can find us on Facebook at SpiderBitesPodcast. You can find us, you can email us, SpiderBitesPodcast@gmail.com. Any one of those ways you want to get in touch with us, it's perfectly fine. If you want to send us anything personally, you can find our social media links in the description of the show. And that way you can, if you just want to speak to only one of us, either Ashley or myself, if you want to tell either one of us a secret, we won't, the other one won't hold it against you. You know, it's totally fine. But yeah,
I won't hear secrets.
Ashley won't tell, I promise.
I won't tell anyone, but I want to hear secrets.
Me, on the other hand, you can't trust. So,
no, spiders, so mouthy.
I'll be careful. I talk a lot. For any new listeners, you will find that out very quickly. You can go back to any of the old episodes and you'll find out that I ramble very easily. So be careful with your secrets. But yeah, you know, it's good to be back. I love being here and talking with you and having this time to not only talk to you, Ashley, but to talk to our listeners. I almost said followers again. To talk to our listeners. And I'm looking forward to great things in 2019. Can you believe February is almost over already?
No. It's like, I'm so ready for warm weather, but also it just feels like it's coming so fast.
I'm very hesitant about spring / summertime in the South because we've had 80 degree weather in February.
We've been like the exact opposite.
Yeah, you guys have been freezing your asses off up there. Negative 20, negative 30 degree weather is, yeah. Like,
that was, when was that? Two weeks ago, it was that really cold week where it was like, school was canceled all week, either because of the snow or because it was so cold.
Yeah.
I've had like no days of work. Like, I get paid every 2 weeks, and the like one paycheck I only worked 3 days. This past paycheck I only worked 5 days. This next one should be almost a full week minus one day because we had the last Monday off. But it's like that. Like, I have been getting such tiny paychecks because we haven't been working because school's been canceled.
Yeah,
so much. So that's why I'm ready for the warm weather finally.
Have a steady work schedule.
Yes, until summer when there's no school.
Yeah,
or at this rate we're gonna be here all summer because we haven't had any school during the normal time.
Right, so you gotta make the days up. Climate change is real, people.
Whew. Too real.
Yeah. Don't let the fake news fool you.
Fake news.
Don't worry. This is not that type of podcast.
We're going to turn into Jack.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. They're getting political.
You need a political alert.
Like some siren goes off and they're like, oh, politics.
Yep, exactly. Just like that.
Perfect.
Oh, but thank you all for listening. We will be back again next week. So hopefully we won't have another break like we had, you know, over the last couple months anytime soon. We're going to try to get back into the swing of things and get this podcast out to you regularly. And we hope that you'll come back and join us. But thank you all again for listening, and we will see you all later.
See ya.
Bye.